Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
And now, PLR Public Television presents America's third most popular, second longest running, children's first edutainment dental care fun show, The Sunshine Smile Hour!
Welcome to the House of Sunshine. Scrub your troubles and brush your cares away. Welcome to the House of Sunshine. The gang's all here, so won't you come and play?
Ain't that the truth?
Welcome to the House of Sunshine, where it's always fun in such a sunny way.
Oh, what a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
Teeth, teeth, teeth.
Enough now. Fun. We're having it. Now let's see what a wonderful... Willikers! It's a rip in the fabric of space-time! Stay back, children. This isn't part of the show. Quickly, I must craft a containment incantation. Bullets! Someone is assassinating me via a wormhole! And so falls Brushy!
No! The wormhole is closed up! Who do this? Brushy?
And with that, Brushy was scrubbed out, dead, murdered, and someone was responsible. Who'd want to kill the beloved hero of TV tooth cleanliness? Someone with a cavity where their heart would be. And plaque. Not the kind they give you for perfect attendance, but the kind you get that's all gunk. And it was up to me to solve this gunk riddle. Griddle. And who is this me? A palooka. A man. Barely. Maybe once. But not no more and never again. You got it, pal? The name's Dan Kent. Detective Dan Kent. I was the poor pepper who caught this case like I caught my parents making pancakes. Pancakes is what they call S-E-X. I still can't look a flapjack in the hotcake without getting off.
Why are you telling me this?
Just making small talk, Flosso. If that is your real name.
What's in a name?
Mostly letters, sometimes accent marks. Even those two dots if you're of a particular persuasion. Isn't that right, Flosso? Or should I say, Brushy Burchard Sunshine?
Sorry, that's my ringtone. Let me silence that.
Don't change the fact that if you're Brushy, then who's the stiff?
My younger brother is Brushy. The real Brushy. True, I was born with the name first, but I am Flosso now. Forever. It's the way it had to be.
Had is a hat best put on for bank holidays and ice cream socials.
Sure. True. The role of Brushy should have been mine. From my great-grandfather, the vaudeville tooth goof Brushy LaRue Sunshine.
Ain't that the truth?
Then my grandfather, radio personality of the McMenamin and Sunshine Brush Time Talking Radio Theater.
So we must ask ourselves, ain't that the tooth?
Then, of course, my father, Brushy Brushwell Sunshine, to start on this very show.
Ain't that the tooth?
And then my brother took over after my father's unfortunate and tragic death.
And then there's you. And maybe getting passed over as the star burned your bristles.
Children never warmed to me like they did my brother. He'd smile and the world would smile. My smile would only make a shark fart, and that's only interesting as an aquarium prank, or... Sorry. I needed that. When I'm sad, I need a good gargle. Mouthwash. Want some?
I got my own. It's called bourbon.
Flosso is a great role. I tend the floss flock and charm the wiggling white string with my flute of whitening. It's vital to the world of clean teeth. And there's nothing more important than clean teeth. That's rule one.
I always thought it was not to touch a hot stove.
Stoves are impermanent coils, but my brother was my idol. We were close to bringing about a great age of teeth cleanliness. It was no ortho fantasy. A gleaming age. But it was cut short. We were mouth buddies, brothers in kind. No, he was no rival of mine, but a vital advisor and ally for life. Mouth buddies, with our eyes on the prize. It was only a matter of time, our powers combined, we'd make every tooth shine. Cause when your mouth buddies, you're walking with a strutty, you know who got your back when push it come to shove it. We were mouth buddies, bringing faithful to the study, talking to, take a lift from nobody. When your mouth buddies, buddies for all time. When your mouth buddies, you never get left behind. Then someone pulls you aside, tells you your best friend's died. Something cracks deep inside, makes you lay down and cry. Cause when your mouth buddies, your buddies for all time. Besides, I was right there when he was killed.
Through a wormhole.
True. A rip in space-time, so really anyone could be guilty. But not me. I didn't do it.
If not you, then who?
It's not my place to gossip. But Braceletta and Brushy's wedding was rescheduled and pushed back over 10 times. Their endless engagement is like a shrimp left out too long on a toothpick.
An amuse bouche?
Prolonged and fishy. Now leave me, detective. I must practice my scream yoga. It's where I scream doing yoga.
Yeah, well, I still got questions, so don't go far.
Where have I to go? Where is it? Oh, here it is. Sweet syringe. I could barely contain it. My medicine. Oh, yes. So much better.
Flosso was slipperier than grease on an eel, but Braceletta was another story. She had gams from here to there, and cans you could call your mother on and tell her how you'll never be home again. She seemed poured into those leg braces, and the ones on her teeth sparkled like unkept promises. But behind that beauty, beast, there always was.
I'm right here.
Here, there, and everywhere. So what's your peach? Grabbing Brushy by the handle and giving him a tug? But you weren't digging what Brushy was selling. He got you them diamond-studded braces, a ring so big it's got moons orbiting it. But when it comes to wedded bliss, you want to stay amiss and miss the ring-a-ding of wedding bells.
You got it all twisted, like my poor legs. I wanted to marry Brushy. Ever so much. Our fate was written in the stars with a space pen. But you know how men are. Superstitious. Always playing fast and loose with a girl's pink, moist heart. Elsa, come!
Good, Elsa.
You're petting her.
We're close.
She's a woman.
She's my personal assistant. She assists me in all things personal. Right, Elsa?
Roof.
Good, Elsa. Have an Elsa treat.
That's a dog biscuit.
Isn't everything in its own way?
No. And where was she during the show? Maybe making a gravity field that would create an Einstein-Rosen bridge that takes Brushy on a one-way trip to Bullet Town.
During the show? She wasn't in this week's episode, so she was here in her bed, over there.
That's a cage.
Cage Mado, cage motto.
That's so.
Here, have this mint. Your breath is...
Ugh, it's horribly refreshing. Feels like I played tongue tag with a glacier made of peppered mint.
As brutal as that mint was, I am not. My dear detective, you see, I'd never kill Brushy. It was the Sunshine family that fixed me. They saved me. For you see, used to be my world was all at angles.
Crooked.
Instead of dancing, I could only stoop. My legs were twisted, almost mangled.
Crooked.
My teeth at angles, all obtuse. cried inside every night. I could only go out on Halloween. Then they came into my life, smiling from the TV screen, with teeth straight, white, and clean. Right then my only choice was blatant. Run away as fast as I could limp. Could I find this magic TV station? Beg them to make me more like them. I would serve, I would learn, and they made me wholly straighten me. Gave me all that I yearned. They braced my legs, they braced my teeth, with the greatest brace indeed, the brace of hope. Check them out, brace solo. And so it was, I found my perfect home, and in short time, a love to make me whole. Brushy proposed, perfect love with perfect smile. Wedding bells will clang as I clank down the aisle. The plans can shatter in an instant and leave you crooked once again. Though Brushy was killed via a rip in space-time, so anyone could have done it.
Listen, sob sister, don't load me down with tissues, because I hurt my back and I can't carry the weight. Damn pog. Anyway, your whites might be pearly, but... She bit me!
She doesn't like men. Or detectives.
Listen, girlie. No biting. No biting. She grabbed my notebook and skedaddled. I need that. It's got my brain scribbles. Even some dreams. Private dreams. I gotta yoink back that pad.
You can come out now.
You play the mourning widow well, Braceletta.
You play the grieving brother well, Flosso.
My grief is as real and rooted as the Urtooth.
You think I haven't suffered?
You are nothing before him.
After all he's done, all we've done.
He's at rest now. Maybe they'll let it go.
Sure, and maybe they'll find the lost talisman of Gingiva.
This is different.
How? You will take up the mantle of Brushy?
No, not that. Never. But there's still time.
The Enamel Council will decide.
They don't have a say in this show. The Sunshine Smile Hour was created for one purpose.
Your father was always kind to me. And to you, in a way. He let you be on the show, even with
don't
your...
Don't say it. Don't you dare say it.
You think Brushy didn't tell me everything? When he was inside
I will not let you... Someone's coming. I must away. Back through the secret passage to my dressing room.
You? But how?
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Girly, doggy girly, I got a squeaky bone for you. Why do I got this? Right. It was the only toy my father gave me. He was a bum. He called Christmas shut upmas, and he'd shut me up in a closet and take out his belt collection and threaten the neighbors. He... What was that? Whatever that is, you better... Ow! I've been...
bonked on my brain box. Everything going dark.
What's whacked Dan Kent? Who's behind Brushy's murder? What secrets and terrible truths await in the fall of the House of Sunshine? Episode 2, Down in the Dank Darkness, dots Dan Kent.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. You can also drop us a line or send us pictures of your teeth. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.